This one is a smaller study. It's only got about 4,000 people in it, but they actually did the study properly. And as a scientist, I really like that a lot. They went out and swabbed these healthcare workers repeatedly and tested them, whether or not they had symptoms. And that's how they're actually able to show that, yes, as you're getting all those other benefits, as the vaccine stops you from going to the hospital or dying or feeling sick, it also stops you from actually having the virus. And if you don't have it, you can't spread it. Yeah, that's very good news.
Which vaccine was this a study for, though? Was it Moderna,
It was
Pfizer,
a mix. Yeah, it was a mix of Moderna and Pfizer.
This is really interesting because if you're vaccinated and you can't spread it, once you get so many people vaccinated, that achieves what they want to call herd immunity, doesn't it?
That is exactly it. So what we know from natural infection is that it seems to wear off a lot faster than immunity from a vaccine. And this kind of makes sense because the virus works very hard to shut down some of the parts of your immune system that we would call the maybe the smart side of the immune system. This is the part that remembers from one infection and uses that to prepare against the next one. So yeah, it looks like vaccines may be our way out of this. But the question is, yeah, can you convince enough people of this in time to actually stop the virus?
What does this mean for studies that are looking at whether or not you'll need a booster shot in the future? Do you think that it's just this one or maybe two dose vaccine initial shot and then we're good?
I think when there is a booster available, I think I would probably like to take that. And I would think that most people who are vaccinated might want to go that way. So it wouldn't be so much about the level of antibody, although that is going to drop off eventually. And by the time we get to summer, you may see the first people who are vaccinated no longer having enough immunity to actually stop the virus every time. There'll probably still be some benefit. Yeah, what I would look to the additional vaccine, like the booster, to do is give us a little bit of protection against some of the variants that are out there that are slipping by some of the vaccines occasionally.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.